Good morning. We're here at the ICT and Education Conference, and we're at the Learn with the Youth Media Team workshop. And there are two people here that I'm going to talk to today. The first is Patrick Huff. Hello, Patrick. How are you?
I'm grand, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Do you want to tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm an English, History and ICT teacher from Ardscolvera in Corbally, Limerick. And I have, I'm also the coordinator of public speaking and debating in my school.
Oh, very good. And in particular today we're asking people how they feel about public speaking.
I love it. I'm really enthusiastic about it, and I think it does great things for our students, for their confidence, for their communication skills. It's great for them. I'm not so good at it myself, to be honest. And I kind of have to force myself. Big crowds kind of freak me out, but it's one of those things that I just kind of, you deal with, you gut it out, and you kind of build your confidence over time, I think.
Okay, that's great to hear. And now we have Laura Howe.
Yeah.
Okay. And what brought you here today?
I'm here today because I'm actually presenting a workshop later on this afternoon that's all about teaching older people to use social media and how they can benefit from that. That's my role. I'm a trainer in adult education, and I'm very interested in how the internet can empower older learners. So okay. That's what I'm doing here.
All right, very good. And in terms of public speaking for you?
I think public speaking is just something that you have to get used to. It's always going to be terrifying the first couple of times you do it. There's kind of no avoiding that, really. I think what really helps is to try and be as prepared as possible. So kind of do your, you know, get your slides ready, get comfortable with them, go through them, kind of have a good think about what you're going to say. And what I always do, this is my special tip for public speaking because I have to teach adult education classes a lot, is in your head you should mentally give everybody a hug before you start the class. And I find that that actually really helps. So there you go.
Very good, very good. And the fact that we're actually recording this today, how does that make you feel? I know for myself, as soon as I heard the word record, I start to panic. So Patrick, do you have anything do you feel any different when it's being recorded?
Yeah, I suppose the main thing is the last couple of times I've heard my voice recorded, I've sounded like Mickey Mouse. it's just not a good sound. And I know it's probably just in my head, and I've been told it's not actually real. But no, I don't like it. I prefer to actually be physically presenting, like, so yeah, it freaks me out a little bit.
Okay, I feel the same. And how about you, Laura?
It's scary, but you know, you just have to do it and try and forget about it.
All right, well, thank you very much for all your input today.